This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. The turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown. They got him on his feet with hands.
No, this is not American Idol. That's Luke Bryan, though, bringing us into another one of our American Family Farmer sessions. I'm Doug Steffen here with a number of stories today that hopefully will help you and inspire you and fix some of your problems. We're going to meet Tom Monteith in a few minutes, a retired dairy farmer from here in Massachusetts, where I have my dairy farm. We're going to talk about what it is, in his opinion, is going on now as we focus on the price of milk in the store versus what farmers are being paid to do dairy. It is a mess. The dairy industry in our country is a complete scandal and a mess. So we're going to talk about it from the experiences of a gentleman who's had lots of time to think and act on his what his reality is and has been. What we are celebrating, in a manner of speaking, this week is National Farm Rescuer Week. When crisis strikes in the form of illness, injury, natural disaster, farm rescuers all over the country go help friends, neighbors, people they don't even know get the job done. It was once a community tradition, now a nonprofit. It's called farmrescue.org, farmrescue.org. Founded back in 2005, Farm Rescue and its volunteers have assisted more than 400 farm and ranch families all over the Midwest. Farm Rescue volunteers give of their time, their talent, financial resources sometimes. Very valuable, those commitments. Keeping a farm running is hard work, and when there are unexpected problems, it takes a lot of folks to make the work manageable, and that's what the Farm Rescue deal is and what their organization is all about. Farmrescue.org. One of the things that is coming, I saw something on a plane trip that I was on, reading an article in one of the trades, one of the farm trades that I read every week, about Amishmen getting out of farming and why that's happening. I think that's one of the things we'll delve into with our guest today, Mr. Monteith. But I want to put a different sort of a spin on farms, farmers, what's going on the farm, what we are forgetting as Americans about the culture of being on the farm. I grew up around cows. I couldn't imagine farming not being a part of my life. And there are a lot of people who are in that same position, but they're finding that the disconnect between what goes on the farm and what the reality is of what they're putting on their table or buying in restaurants, even, to be really broad. There's a real disconnect. I thought this was interesting. For those of you who didn't hear the story about this farm in, I believe it's in Pennsylvania, County Line Dairy. This is the story of a fellow named Nick Neeson, who have run this County Line Dairy on family farmland in rural Illinois. It was eastern Indiana. Sorry, I thought it was Pennsylvania. There's a church camp facility down the road that took the family to court, citing a host of regulatory infractions, including the claim the dairy impinged on freedom of worship. Indiana Court of Appeals rejected the church's arguments and steered clear of any legal connection that would provide precedent for future property rights versus religious rights cases. This is really strange, but it just shows you, the reason I bring it up is because it shows you, again, making the focus on the disconnect and how we bridge that. Here these people have 1,200, I think about 1,200 cows in Rush County in Indiana. A lot of farms out there. They are producing about 120,000 pounds of milk a day, and they have corn all over the place, as you can imagine. Right up the street, the House of Prayer Ministries Church and youth camp is in this portion of the county. Physical proximity to the dairy and the church. The neighbors who are there, the people who are living around the church, are upset. And this farm has been there for a while. There are lots of people. There's lots of activity at the dairy farm, for sure. A lot of people can't believe what's going on. The church didn't want them to expand as they did. And so they chased around their permits, approval that they needed to get from the local government. But the amount of information that the people in the ministry don't have is what really attracted my attention to this. And it sort of speaks to what we'll talk about during the majority of this hour with a gentleman from Massachusetts, the former dairy farmer. This ministry has been there since 1984. They have 300 children that visit every year in the summertime. And they say that they don't like the smell. They don't like the noise. They don't like what is going on the farm. Too many cows, they say, blah, 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 the smell. So here they have children in a tent for, I guess, 14 weeks during the summertime. And as the farm got closer to them, they say it created a hazardous condition and they ought not have it. And so there was this whole business in the local press about how the Court of Appeals went off to try to help save the farm, but also deal with some of the concerns that the camp had. And I just think to myself, back to my roots and probably your roots as well, this would never have happened 25, 30, 40 years ago. But the children that are coming to this camp are city kids, and they don't know from the smell of a cow or from the smell of manure or from the smell of silage or whatever else is part of the farm smell on a dairy farm. And so because of that, the disconnect that we have, the lack of connection that is part of our culture these days, there's a line drawn, not in the sand, but certainly in the field, and they're pushing back. These ministers and this church group wants to push the dairy out of there because they don't want to smell the cows. I find this preposterous. I don't know what the ultimate. They're back in court again. This has been back and forth and back and forth for months now. But there's a movie around called Forgotten Farms. And it's something, if you haven't seen it, try to get it, rent it. Maybe it's a documentary film. Kind of a sober look at the reality of local dairies and what it is that they have to confront now. That's why I stopped milking cows, because I was sick of people that don't know anything, even though they all said, oh, this is fabulous. You know, you should have the cow. We want to buy your raw milk. We want to do this, that, or the other thing. But they still never really quite got it. So we've lost in New England 10,000 conventional dairy farms in the past 50 years. I think we'd be lucky to come up with 2,000 dairies, and I'll ask Mr. Monteith about that with his story in a matter of moments. So dairying and dairy farmers will be our focus in much of the conversation. Let me focus you now on something else that a lot of dairy farmers, a lot of people who are running businesses that cater to the family farmer, locavores, all the people that are part of the interest overview of this program. If you haven't Googled yourself, sometimes farmers get a bad rap. Again, I'll give you the same reference, the Amish people and what they're putting up with in Pennsylvania and being chased around because of their dairies. And this place in Indiana where the church doesn't want to have the dairy next door, all of these things. And there are some really strident things being said on social media about these circumstances. So if you're in any kind of a business, whether it's dairy, whether it's farming, whatever your business is, and you haven't Googled yourself lately to find out what people are saying about you and your business, you ought to make it your business to check out what's going on. Google yourself. Google your business and see if everything there is hunky-dory. If it's not, if you become a victim of things said about you that aren't true, that aren't right, then you need executive privacy from Reputation Defender. Reputation Defender is the leader in this field, making the web a safer place and a better place to be. You want the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth there about you and your business and your reputation. So Reputation Defender has created executive privacy. It does great things to protect your personal information, your business information. Things that are wrong can be scrubbed clean from online searches. This is a very important consideration for all of you. Call 844-432-4886 and ensure that you, your family, your business are protected with the right information online. Make that call, 844-432-4882. Reputation Defender's Executive Privacy Special Package can be really what the doctor ordered, if you will. Figure out how they can help you if you're upset about things that are being said about you online or Yelp or wherever it is. Call 844-432-4882 or go online to reputationdefender.com/Doug.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
All right, 18 after the hour. This is the American Family Farmer Show. You can find the podcast of our conversations every week. There's a different one. You can find them all cataloged online, and you can listen to them online at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Let's meet Tom Monteith, who's 79 years old, retired dairy farmer. I didn't think any of us ever retired, Tom. I didn't think we were allowed to retire. How did you happen to retire?
Basically, health reasons have forced me to retire.
Mm-hmm. You have how big a farm there? Are you still on the farm and somebody else is running it, or did you just quit and stop?
No, basically, I am still on the farm. It consists of 70 acres, and half of it is in woods and wetland. We only had about 20 to 25 animals at the most.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like your situation is similar to mine in that I was milking a couple of hundred Jerseys and selling raw milk on my farm, and the excess went into the pool down to Gorelick and Franklin, which is probably where your milk went as well. And I was just tired of things that came about as a result of people and their ignorance as much as anything else, and it's so hard to get help. Did you find that to be a problem with you? Is that one of our problems, that we don't have good help? We can't find good help?
Well, yes, basically that is a serious problem. I did have four children, and they helped out totally on the farm, and it made better citizens out of them because they took on the responsibilities of taking care of animals.
Where in what town in Massachusetts is your farm?
The town is called Granville, Mass.
Granville.
And it's located behind Springfield, mm-hmm, on the Connecticut border.
Right.
Almost halfway between Springfield and Hartford, Connecticut.
Yeah. Down there are a couple of, right on the border there. I know that area, Connecticut River Valley, has some great land for farming. Tom's become an advocate for independent dairy farmers and an activist challenging what we have done here in our state. We have a real problem with people understanding just what farming is in general and dairying specifically is. And we'll talk about some of the other problems that many of us who are in dairying have with the elephant in the room, Dean Foods. 21 after the hour, American Family Farmer.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the farm.
I have been criticized. I don't know if it's criticized. The comments come from people who listen to this program and the podcast, American Family Farmer Show. Send me notes at Twitter, at Doug Steffen, or Doug@DougSteffen.com with ideas for the program and our discussions. But also, I was earlier on, this program's been on for about 3 years now, earlier on I was criticized for not spending enough time talking about dairy and dairy farmers, and that's my own cut, that's my own jib, so I'm happy to talk about it. I came across this, you might get a chuckle out of it. It's called You Might Be a Dairy Farmer If... So I'll lay this on Mr. Tom Monteith, who's a retired dairy farmer, visiting with us in this hour, the American Family Farmer. You might be a dairy farmer if you know the price of milk per hundredweight, not by the gallon. That's how we are paid. That's how it gets sold. You might be a dairy farmer if the medicine cabinet contains a container of Bag Bomb. We all have those. You might be a dairy farmer if you ever gotten an award for fat. And we're proud of it, the fat, the butter fat that's in milk. You may be a dairy farmer if your idea of a power lunch is a sandwich on a tractor. Yeah. How many of us do that from this time of year on, especially? You might be a dairy farmer if your idea of a neighborhood watch is someone calling you to let you know that your cows are out. Yes. You might be a dairy farmer if you've got a dozen cats in the barn. Might be a dairy farmer if your idea of overnight delivery is pulling a calf at 3 a.m. Yeah, we've all done that, and then some. You might be a dairy farmer if you can remember the name of every cow on your farm, but the names of your children elude you. I always named all my cows. You might be a dairy farmer if manure is a dinner topic, and if your backyard ends with an electric fence around it. Those are all signs of being a dairy farmer. So, Tom Monteith, how many of those can you say yes to?
Basically, all of them.
Right, exactly. So you had 70 acres. Was it all pasture? Did you pasture your cows, or did you feed them, or did you do a combination of feedlot and pasture?
Basically, it was a combination. I tried to pasture during the growing season, and in the winter time, they were confined to the freestall barn with a milking parlor, and I fed them out of storage.
All right. One of the things that we were talking about is what's going on in Massachusetts as an example of what's in the Northeast. I dare say New York has gone through a lot of this. There used to be beautiful thousands of dairy farms in New York State, and they are dwindling. Vermont seems to be holding its own. Maine, I think, has lost many in New Hampshire. But Massachusetts really is getting croaked here. And you seem to think that it's the governor or state officials. Why do you think that?
Well, basically, I have contacted Mr. LeBlanc, and he does not respond to any of my inquiries. Basically, I asked him how many dairy farmers were left in Massachusetts. According to Agamark, the corporation, they believe that they have 100 dairy farmers left, and that supplies them their milk.
So why is it an issue in terms of the state? I understand there are lots of records and the information that comes from the state sometimes, only because they can't get people to work in the dairy part of the Department of Agriculture. There are very few who have any agricultural background. They're hiring these kids that come out of the conventional health schools like Princeton and that bunch that don't have any practical experience, and they're the ones trying to regulate. And there's too much regulation. I think maybe that's what's driving some people out.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Change after the hour on this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. We're talking to Tom Monteith, who's a veteran of the dairy wars in Massachusetts. And I don't want to get too much into the weeds with specifics, but most of us who are dairy have to deal with Dean Foods, and they deal with Walmart. Walmart's almost trying to go off on their own. They're looking for cheap milk, and we all saw how this was affected, the milk pools, the milk supply by the Chinese milk that was brought in here a few years ago, what that did to the market. Now we have a lot of Canadian milk coming. I don't know how that's going to be affected by the new trade deal, but the current price of milk is not sustainable. Dairy farmers going out of business. As you heard Mr. Monteith say, there are only 100 dairy farms left in Massachusetts. Now, I have in my lifetime seen it dwindle from 600 down to where it is, and it's hard to imagine that people can't understand that in order to get a good quality product, you got to pay for it. And Dean Foods are what a horror show, owned by the Sweeza family. Mr. Monteith, I think you probably know this story. I think most people in dairy know the story, but if you don't, I'll just underscore it. The family that owns Dean Foods raised a lot of money when George Bush was running for the governor of Texas slot. The Sweeza family owned a lot of property, and they got a lot of their pals to kick in $400,000 or $500,000 to help George get elected. George Bush get elected in Texas, and within months after that, Dean Foods, which is controlled by this family, took over most of the fluid milk supply in Texas. They loosened the regulations and things changed. And so when George Bush ran for president, the Sweeza family was able to raise $4 or $5 million for his candidacy. And strangely enough, just a coincidence, of course, the dairy industry changed dramatically, and Dean Foods became the controller as regulations were weakened, consolidation took place. And so now Dean Foods controls about 3/4 of the fluid milk supply in the entire country, which is not good. So tell us the price of milk out there. Well, the Massachusetts pool is going to be the same. It's around $14 a hundredweight now, isn't it?
Yes, it in some places like Washington, it's in the $13 range.
Yeah. And how much did you, I figured out when I was milking, if I did the numbers from year to year, it was about, in some cases, it was $21 a hundredweight to $24 a hundredweight to produce milk. How can you produce milk that costs you $21 to $24 a hundredweight and only get paid $14? How long? You're not going to last long in that environment, right?
That is correct. If you cannot recover your cost of production and have a profit, you go bankrupt real soon.
Yeah. All right. So Agrimark is one of the there are cooperatives that farmers work with all around the country, whether it's dairy or other things that are being produced. But Agrimark has been the subject of lots of controversy here in Massachusetts because they've gotten cozy with Dean Foods, and I don't know whether they see that as a way to survive or whether Dean Foods is paying them off. What's your theory?
Well, basically, Agrimark is no longer cozy with Dean Foods because Dean Foods has been taken over by Dairy Farmers of America.
Right.
And their legal arm of Dairy Marketing Services. So practically all milk within the United States has to transverse through Dairy Marketing Services. And DFA has complete control of that.
And that's the Suiza family that controls Dean Foods, and they control all this. So the means of production is being controlled basically by one company and one family. So what's Agrimark trying to do?
Well, basically, Agrimark is a corporation registered in the state of Delaware, and they are just having or completing a $17 million expansion in West Springfield.
Isn't that the old Hood plant? Is that the old Hood plant, or is Hood still using it?
No, that is not the Hood plant. There is a Hood plant in Agawam that is owned by DFA and some oil tycoon. And Agrimark has a small so-called balancing plant located at the juncture of 91 and 90, so that they can haul in all kinds of cheap milk and make a product out of it, like cheese and yogurt.
Yeah, they're doing all kinds of stuff that cuts out the local. Well, I guess my response to them doing this sort of thing was to sell the milk myself on the farm, but I live in a community where there's not any other dairy other than me, and the local people in the Board of Health don't understand what was being done, and they listen to their professors telling them how terrible raw milk is, and raw milk actually is nature's most pure food. And so we went back and forth, and I just was tired of fighting it. But I had about 4,000 or 5,000 customers and sold 100-plus gallons of raw milk a day on my farm. And were it to continue, if I didn't have such a problem getting help, it would have, I think, grown even more exponentially. And that's because the quality of the milk that's coming out of these plants, not the quality that's going in, but what they do to it when it's in the plant, how they basically water it down and you don't have much value, is just one of the things that is a problem. What you're talking about is something that is hard for farmers to fight. There are some local co-ops that are in your area or north of you that are in Greenfield, for example. There, I think, are 4 or 5, 6 dairies that have gotten together, and they're doing milk barts and you know things like that. But those things are few and far between. And so with the control. And you wonder where Dean Foods is going with all of this. Where are they going to get their milk? If they keep putting all the farmers out of business, where's the milk going to come from?
Basically, the entire industry is looking at the farms that have 2,000 to 30,000 cow dairies producing the milk around $14 or less cost of production.
Yep. Well, it's a serious problem. Do you have people in your family who are continuing the farm? Did you pass down? That's one of the issues that a lot of older folks have, passing the farm down from generation to generation. What are you doing with your farm?
Basically nothing, because my three sons decided that they wanted a little more income to support their families. They did not like working
14 or 16
hours a day, 7 days a week.
So
most of them have off-farm jobs that we require only 8 to 4.
Yeah. So are you able to sell? Will the farm stay in the family, or will somebody else come operate it if you can find somebody else to operate it as a dairy farm?
No, basically, I went that route, and it was a disaster. Currently, I am harvesting the hay off of the farm and selling it to other people that have cows and beavers.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing on my farm as well. Well, it's a sad story and something that we need to keep on. I don't see the people. I don't see Sonny Perdue. I don't see Trump. The things that they got elected because of the farm belt. And I see this budget that's come through and the amount of money that's being spent or not spent for supporting American agriculture to be a disgrace. So I don't see anything happening. These people, they don't get it because they're not farm people. I mean, Sonny sort of is, but Trump sure isn't, and he doesn't get it. And a lot of the people around him think that, you know, it's okay, it's only 2% of the population. Why should we pay attention to them? There's going to be some real tragedies coming down the pike here if we don't move in a direction that is back to supporting family agriculture. Forgotten farms is not just a phrase, it's not just a movie. It's about what's going on with agriculture, and your story is one of those important stories to have been told. Tom Monti, thank you for joining us here on the American Family Farmer. 45 minutes after the hour. Isn't that amazing? Food for thought. I don't know. I think most farmers know, whether they're dairy or not, what the bridge is between the cost of making milk and what they're getting for. I remember when we were selling into the pool, maybe 10 years ago, we were getting $25, $26, $27 a hundredweight, because at least in my case, I have brown cows, a lot of dairy fat, and you get paid by the amount of protein and dairy fat that's in the milk. So that's but it's just the disconnect is incredible. And that's one of the things we're trying to deal with here on the American Family Farm and the focus on locavores. Let's focus on something else right now. How are your teeth? Or more importantly, how is your smile? Do you have a white smile? Or do you drink a lot of coffee getting up early in the morning? You drink tea at night? Do you drink any wine? I hope you're not still a smoker, but if you are, these ways of whitening your teeth will be something to take note of. The company and the product is called Power Swabs. Power Swabs work in 5 minutes. You don't have to use any messy trays. You don't have to use whitening strips. Your teeth will get sensitive with them anyway. But for 5 minutes of the Power Swabs, nothing's going to happen except your teeth will start getting bright right away. Power Swabs, clinically studied, uses only a patented natural tooth detergent, a whitening agent that lightens the stains on your teeth in 5 minutes. So go through the process. 5 minutes, coffee, tea, smoking stains start to disappear. Keep the program up once a week, and you'll stay as you use it more and more, your teeth get whiter and whiter, and then you just have to service it every once in a while. Power swabs, removing all these stains. Don't be concerned. If you've got caps and veneers, you can use power swabs on them as well. Try power swabs. Call 800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797. And if you tell them you heard about it here on this program, you get 50% off the retail price. Dial 800-208-1797 for a fast, safe, effective way and inexpensive to get your teeth whiter and keep them whiter. 800-208-1797 for power swabs.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses. All forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you. This is American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on dairy farming and dairy farms, because right now it's a bit difficult to be a dairy farmer in our country. There are a lot of farmers that I know who have come from the second generation, third generation, fourth generation, fifth generation dairy farmers. The job has become very difficult. Dean Foods, that controls about 75%, the Suiza family owns Dean Foods, 75% of the fluid milk supply, have been telling people that they have 90 days to find a new home for their milk. They have too much milk. They're importing too much milk. It's cheap. The amount of money that farmers are making is not anywhere near enough to pay their bills. So now more and more people are getting these letters in the mail. They've maybe been with a co-op that they've been 25, 30 years. And there are a lot of frustrated farmers because now they are trying to find new places to put their milk. This is a perfect example of the government letting monopolies come in and take over. And this lays, if you want to blame, you can lay it right at the feet of George Bush, because the Dean Foods people, Suiza, that took over Dean Foods, those people raised $400,000 for Bush when he was governor of Texas, and they got complete control of the fluid milk supply there. And then they raised $4 million for his presidential campaign, and they got complete supply control after that. So there's now, Walmart isn't selling as much milk, and there's competition there. They're now getting their milk from their own sources. And for those of you who are locavores, go to the local dairy and buy the milk there that's fresh from the guy's cows, where you can see the cows being milked. That's where you want to get your milk. That's my advice. I'm Doug Steffen. All right. In a matter of moments, my commentary this week will be on the forgotten farm dilemma in various parts of the country, and perhaps what we ought to be thinking about to change people's points of view. That's coming up in a few moments. 10 minutes before the hour on the American Family Farmer.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
After the hour, the American Family Farmer Show at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, where you can hear all of the archived podcasts of our conversations with the experts, people, my commentaries, my thoughts, yours, input galore, ideas to fix problems. I find it interesting. I have a spiritual philosophy that basically is a route around how we grow, what abundance comes from, and it doesn't come from taking from other people. Competition is the opposite of creativity. And I think in my radio business and also on the farm, you don't compete with others. I don't think that's a good way of doing business, because that takes away from you and your own creativity and your own focus of doing what you are uniquely qualified to do. I think people who are creative work harder at the game and don't play the same game that everybody else is playing. You know, to a point, you got to, you know, conform, especially in areas of dairy, things like that. But if you're trying to change the game to make your position stronger, redesigning it so that you are using your creativity instead of just, you know, you cut the price or you do something that's cheaper, and that doesn't win. You won't be the top player in the game if you're stealing from others. I think that's really my bottom line. And I want to talk about this movie, the documentary film you can check out online, ForgottenFarms.org. Let's talk about what the movie is about and how we can use it to fix some of the problems we've been talking about in this hour of the American Family Farmer. In the meantime, I want to make sure all of you are getting a good night's rest. And you get that by using those fabulous pillows from MyPillow. You'll sleep so well like I do. And you'll get up in the morning when you have to go running out and about the business of the work starts at 4 o'clock in the morning. Have you gone to bed? Did you go to bed at 8 or 9 o'clock and you have a good night's rest? You got to have good pillows, and the best pillows, the adjustable pillows, the individual need that is presented by you having a pillow that you can push around. You can readjust it so that it fits your head and your neck just right. MyPillow, made in the USA, backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. You don't like it? Send it back. And the special deal now, you can buy all kinds of things at MyPillow.com. Start with a four-pack of pillows that you only have to pay. You have four, but you only have to pay for two. Pretty good deal. Pay for two, get four pillows now at, and you can act fast. It's a good thing because they change the deals all the time. But you can get started at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. Buy the four pillows for the price of two. Then when you're in there, see all the other fabulous things they have. Continue to use that DJV code. You can buy other size pillows. You can buy mattresses. You can buy sheets. All sorts of things for the bedroom. And free shipping, too. So, go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for all the savings.
Brian! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it.
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people.
Are you breaking up with me on a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun. Maybe we should stay together.
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon. Yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
To sort of highlight what's going on in our country, we take New England or the Northeast, where over 1 million acres of farmland that used to produce dairy and produce have basically gone into, they aren't being used, especially in New York State. My God, the amount of open land there that's not even been used for hay, amazing. So I'm going to recommend that you check out this movie and get it to play in places. Bring it to your church, bring it to your civic organization, and have people watch Forgotten Farms. You can find it at forgottenfarms.org. The story of the Northeast dairy farmer, the policies that are in place right now, the role of the forgotten farmer. This is an essential for people to understand the regional food economy. Farmland that is, you look at the amount of acreage on Cape Cod, double it, and that's how much land has gone out of business in the last 50, 60 years here. So, and it's, we really can't sustain, we can't sustain feeding ourselves without more land. Check out ForgottenFarms.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.